Like, I know a lot of people were impressed by the doorframe pull-ups, but if you look up here, I can get almost my whole hand on that. And then if I put my thumb here, I can get a really good grip. A lot of climbers would call that like a jug hole, so that's a really good doorframe to do pull-ups on. And then if I'm really trying to train my fingers for climbing, I like this one, which is a lot smaller. Like, I'm only getting like barely the tips of my fingers on that. So I can do those as well. I don't know, can you see from there? It looks kind of hard to see, but kind of go just outside the shoulders. My fingers are done at 3 on those. Oh, that's it for my pull-ups. I just thought I'd show those since I was doing a little workout anyway, so I was like, I wanted to show a little bit closer what the doorframe pull-ups look like. On a ledge that small, I can't do very many. I'm gonna do like 3 of them and then maybe do 5 sets with a good amount of rest in between. But on these ones, you can, I mean, I have to tape my hands because it's still is pretty sharp on the edge there, but you can do a lot of like normal pull-ups almost on that doorframe. Okay, I've done piqued my own curiosity now because we have another doorframe that I know is much smaller. So it's this one here. You can see the difference in what that is, but I feel like it's turned up enough that I could hang on it, so I want to try it. Hold on. Hey, can you see it? I don't have a tripod, so this is going to have to work. Angles, baby. Make the angles work. Oh, I can't do a pull-up, but I can hang from it. Oh no, my hands are sweaty. I swear my hands are sweaty. Oh my gosh, it's horrible. Okay, 0 out of 10. I do not recommend that. That was wildly uncomfortable.